Hello.
Hey, is this Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, Barbara, how are you? This is Zach.
Who?
This is Zach. We spoke about your property on Lakeview.
What about it?
Is it still available?
When did we speak?
We spoke 2 days ago.
And you was the one that told me I wouldn't get what I want for it?
Well, yes, I was honest with you.
So why are you calling me?
Because I'm still interested in the property, and you know, I wanna be able to see what we can do. I'm not in the business of telling you things you don't want to hear. I have a fiduciary duty. We have a real estate license, to be honest and upfront with clients, and I want to see if I can help you.
Help me how?
Well, for one, I know that, you know, you want to sell this house, and I know the area very well, and I don't need to buy it, but, you know, I can make it painless. You know, I might not tell you what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you what is fact, and, you know, I don't know if I did a great job of that when I talked to you a few days ago, but, you know, I'm not one of these people that are just going to tell you what you need to hear and want to hear. It's I have to tell you the facts, and sometimes that's just a hard thing to kind of digest. And I've been on that side of the spectrum before, so.
I'm listening.
So, you know, I'm interested in the property. There's no question about that. You know, I'll make it painless, and you know, I like it as it is, where it is, how it is. I wouldn't ask you to do anything. You know, there's some people will say, you know, we need inspection, we need this, that, and the other. You know, that's not me. You know, I'm familiar with the property, like I said before. I'm not telling you anything I, you know, haven't already said, but at the end of the day, you know, when you do something like this, you're going to want to, I mean, everybody wishes it to be painless and easy, and I've just seen a lot of clients that haven't, you know, gotten that type of service.
So you can't meet my asking price. I don't even know why we calling.
Well,
when it really comes boils down to it, you're going to get more because I own the lot part of the whole house too, of the land.
Say that one more time.
I own the land and the house.
That's right.
And so I'm not taking no less.
Okay, so let me see.
Regardless of the condition of the house, I own the land too. And to me, it's not fair. You quoting the price of $100,000 for you to what? Build it up to what, more? I don't think so. I don't think we have anything to discuss.
So as far as the lot,
mm-hmm.
As far as the lot, when you say you own the lot too, I mean, that's, you know, evidently clear. What do you mean by, do you own another lot in the area?
No, I'm talking about the house, what the house is on.
Right. Okay.
The whole property.
So, as far as the, you know, as far as the property, you know, we know it needs work. I mean, you understand that. I understand that.
May I say something? If you was to purchase the house under the price that I asked for, you knew it needed work anyway. Right? You was going to redo it anyway. So what's the problem?
So the problem that arises is that, you know, the numbers don't make sense. And for one, I'm not looking to buy this and then sell it. You know, one, I was raised in this area. You know, I'm not one of those Fortune 500 company. You know, unfortunately, I'm not a Fortune 500 company. I'm just a mom and pop shop that buy houses here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, you know, buying it, you know, I'd be looking to keep it for myself and fix it up, obviously, put money into it. And, you know, when I do that, I'm going to need to be able to refinance on it. And just, it's plain and simple, you know, the numbers, at, you know, at one.
What numbers are you quoting?
You said 170.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers just don't work at 170. You know, I wish they did. If they did, I would have no problem paying that. And, you know, if it was in good condition, perfect condition, then I wouldn't have any problem doing that. But, as you know, as far as an investment standpoint, I'm not here to, you know, take away something from you. It, you know, at the end of the day, it's where we find common ground to make something work that makes sense for the both of us. And, you know, I said 100, and I think that's a, you know, that's just a starting point. And you're at 170, I can do a little bit more than 100, but I can't do 170. And
what are you talking? What little more can you do?
I mean, even if I were to give you a number, would that even make sense? Because, you know, it's not, like you said before.
I have a lot of people desperately want the house as is and have and are meeting my price. I'm just waiting on them to. Yes, I have.
Right.
Lots of people.
Right. I believe you. I do believe you. Here's the thing.
And they don't care. And they said as is.
Right. I understand. And I'm here to tell you that when they say as is, that's fine. That, you know, I understand. I've been in the game for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you everything that you want to hear. And then at the end of the day, they will have some reason to not give you the price that you're asking. From an investment standpoint, I know these guys. They're my competition. I'm not here to deceive or to do anything. I'm here to be honest with you about that. You can work with them, but they're not going to do what they say they're going to do. They're my competition. I know who they are. At the end of the day, I'm just going to give you a price that I know that I can do. And I'm not going to, you know, go through the runaround, have inspections, and I'm buying as is too. No commissions, paying closing costs. You know, if you needed help, you know, moving your things, that's the kind of service we provide. We provide moving assistance as well. And, you know, even if I were to say a price, what's the point if you're not ready?
What you're saying about all that, then that will depreciate the price coming to me.
Say that one more time.
That will depreciate the price coming to me.
Right.
And you take care of all of that and moving and all. I've been through it. I already sold a property and I was duped out of that. And I'm not going that route again.
Yeah, I understand. Well, good.
I sold the property at 517 Catherine Street.
Okay.
And look what they did to me. And they redid it, and I didn't get what I was supposed to get because that was historical property.
Right.
And I'm upset about that. But I'm not going back that route.
I can understand that.
Now, you know, you took a look at 517 Catherine?
Yeah, 517.
Catherine Street.
Yeah.
Downtown area. Good area.
Yeah, a little... Picket.
Yeah, I own that property. I used to own that property.
Yeah.
And I didn't get my worth. I got gypped out of that.
Uh-huh.
And every other real estate, they told me I did. They didn't give me but $79,000. And I was not supposed to get that.
Yep.
So they got a big steal from me, and I'm not going to do that again.
Well, I completely understand where you're coming from. And to be honest with you, you know.
Yes, because by the time all the paperwork went through and all this, that, and other mess, they was trying to put so much irons in the fire to not give me my worth. And they ended up doing a hire whatever for the property. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing that anymore, okay?
Yeah, I hear you, and that's part of the reason why, you know, I'm being upfront with you and say you can work with my competition and work with people that are going to tell you what they don't want or what you do want. But at the end of the day, it becomes a pissing match of, you know.
So what are you talking about over the 100?
I mean, I can do a little bit better, but at the same time, it's, you know, if you're not ready to do something today, or, you know, it, you know, what purpose, what value is it?
I'm just asking because I'll be ready to go in at least 90 days. I have to get situated. I have to find a place to go.
Yeah.
See, so I'm asking you straight up before I make any decisions, what are you talking about?
Well, I can do a little bit more than 100. I can't do 170, but I can do a little bit more than 100, but that's really it. And
what,
you know,
is a little bit more? What can you say a little bit more?
Well, if you're ready or when you're ready, I think it would be wise to, you know, you already said that you don't want to, you know, go through the process of getting gypped again, right?
Right.
So if I were to tell you, hey, I can give you a little bit more than 100,000 right now, and let's just say in 90 days, let's just talk, you know, reality, but hypothetically, let's just say in 90 days, the market, you know, interest rates drop, you know, 2 points, and now you're, you know, the market changes on a monthly basis. Let's just say I could pay $120,000 for your house in 90 days. Would I be giving you a disservice if I said, you know, a number right now that is less than a number that's in 90 days?
Hmm.
I mean, it
140?
I can't do 140, and I can't until I know, like, you're ready and there's nothing really I can do. I can only do it based upon, I mean, the market changes. At the end of the day, I can give you the most that I can give you, but within the numbers. But at the same time, I don't want to give you a disservice, you know, in case the market does change.
Well, I know. Well, 120,000. I gotta think about that right now, but it seems okay talking to you, and I know, like you said, you'll use the house for you, and you won't. You get what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, yes, ma'am.
Is that cash?
That's cash.
You pay closing costs?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's straight up 120, nothing else? Nothing else coming out of that?
No.
So you take care of everything else? If you take care of everything else, like I'm saying, the moving, the whatever, and the closing costs,
mm-hmm.
me and you got a deal, because I can that's factored in.
Okay.
You see where I'm getting at?
I do.
And you allow me some time to leave, because you're going to keep the house for yourself anyway, right?
Correct.
And you allow me the time to get situated somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if we do that.
Mm-hmm. So
I do want to work with you because you are honest. To me, I think you're honest. The other person told me they were honest, and they made grave mistakes with me.
Yes, ma'am. At the end of the day.
And you said cash.
That's correct.
Up front.
Cash. Yes, ma'am.
And what about paperwork and all that stuff? Do you need anything like that?
Yes. Are you. So you need 90 days, right?
Yep. What about paperwork? What do you need?
So. Are you available at your property now?
I need to ask you the questions because I'm part owner, my brother and my sister, and it's inherited property.
Okay.
And I need to know what do you need.
So first, do you have it? So I have paperwork. It's a one page agreement that just says that I'm going to buy it for $120 as is, close in 90 days. And then as far as our signature, when we sign, it'll go to the title agency, which we use Dankos and Gordon. And you can use your own, but I do advise to use
of course too.
I do advise to use ours. You don't have to, but it just makes things easier. Way everything is being handled by the same company, a settlement agency. Once that paperwork is sent in after we sign, then, you know, as far as your inheritance, you would just have to provide a document that just, you know, of some sort, which I'm sure they can find on record.
It's already on record.
What's that?
It's already on record.
Yeah, so once they do the title search, then they'll
see it.
Yes, ma'am. So then that will be pulled, and you know, as far as documentation, you don't need to do anything. They can come to you if you want. You know, this is after you and I meet face to face, but you know, really, you just it's kind of the I don't want to say same process as last time because I don't really know what happened last time, but basically you and I sign, they'll tell you, you know, I'll introduce you to them. They'll give you a call and they'll say, hello, Miss Barbara. You know, we're representing you and, you know, me for this transaction. And then, you know, they do the legality paperwork as far as making sure the title is clean and everything, you know, is good. And then, you know, we'll close in 90 days and
I don't owe but $5,000 left on the house.
Yep. So the mortgager will get paid first out of that $120 and then you would take the remainder then.
Well, clearly less than that. In 90 days it'll be less than that.
What's that?
It will be less than that in 90 days.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it'll be up to date based upon the mortgage statement.
Let me get with my brother and my sister and see if they negotiate that or do they want to just keep going.
Okay. All right, that sounds fair enough. Do you have
you can contact me again to see if I got any new information.
Okay. When would you like me to contact you?
Can we revisit this next month? Because it's going to take me some time to talk with them. All parties involved.
Right.
Because I'm the executor of this state.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to get together with them. Form a meeting and see what they say because, you know, I have to give their opinions on things because this, you know, we got stiffed on the last one I told you and I don't want to go through that again.
Right.
I want to make it the best for their inheritance.
I understand.
Not let the property go because we've had it for so long.
Right, that makes
because
sense.
30, yeah, because we're almost finished. I'm almost finished paying for it. And then I want to see what they say, unless they want me to continue to finish paying for the property and then we'll do a sale. I don't know. I got to ask them, because I have to do that as the executor. Even though the ball is all in my court, I still have to include them. They are an inheritance, too.
Yeah.
So you understand where I'm coming from, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And with the property so little, I'll be finished paying for it by the end of this year.
Yeah.
I really actually want it paid for in full. See that there's no discrepancy.
Yep.
Title free and clear.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, ma'am. Bless you.
What?
I said, God bless you.
Oh, thank you. But you really understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. And I hear everything that you're saying. I do. And, you know, I guess the only thing, you know, that I can say is, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I've been in business for a long time. And, you know.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna save your number when your name is Zach, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll put you in my phone contact, so when anything free and clear come through, or if I'm, see, I'm hoping to pay it off by the summer. Really, I really am. I don't want to put myself out there or for no easy anything. No, I really want to pay it off.
Yeah.
Free and clear the title. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want nothing on it. I have no debts. I have nothing. And I'm quite sure they don't.
Yes,
and I want to just pay the property all the way off so that nothing comes up like debts and all that crazy crap.
I understand. I completely understand.
So that'll go towards the property.
Yep. Well, I just sent you a text message with my personal phone number.
Oh, good. Thank you, Zach.
Yep. And, you know, one way or the other, you know, you're either going to work with someone that may or may not tell you the truth, but at the end of the day, you know, at least I was honest with you. And regardless of who you work with, I do hope we can work together. But, you know, I can, you know, that allows me to rest my head easy at night because I've been in, you know, I've done this for a long time. And, you know, like your last sale, I see what the things that go on. And, you know, it's not right at the end of the day. And, you know, I might not tell you what you want to hear, but I'm telling you what, you know, what's fair.
Okay. Well, I'll run that by them and see if that's something they want to do or do they want to wait.
Okay.
Because as the executor, I have to get with them.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, you got my number. Did you get the text message?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome. So just, you know, save my number and I'm going to follow up with you, you know, in a week or so and just see where we're at.
I'll send you a text back.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Ms. Barbara, do you have any other questions for me?
No, you pretty much had a good conversation with me, and I'm going to take it all into consideration. But like I said, I do have to get with my siblings.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I don't need to buy it. But I love the area and I know the house, so.
Mhm.
Well, I hope we can work together. And if you have any other questions, or if you want to reach out to me, feel free to anytime. All right.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Barbara, I appreciate you speaking with me, and I hope you have a good day. Hope you had a good holiday.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Same to you.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
Mhm.